You have reached Horace Mann Roadside Assistance. My name is Ashley. Are you currently in need of roadside assistance?
Well, yeah, but I don't know if I'm going to be able to because my body shop is closing because I've been on hold forever. How long will it take to get it?
I would not know unless I get a hold of the providers, and we are dealing with a lot of system errors today.
Oh, is that the problem? Okay. Well, what do I fill out the, do I start the process and then see how long it's going to take and then cancel it? Can I set something up for first thing in the morning? What can I do?
We can proceed with the ticket and get everything in the ticket ready to go. And then once we get to the dispatching process, you can just call back tomorrow when you're ready.
Okay. All right.
Because that's our best bet at this point. Because a lot of our dispatchers are not getting through.
Oh, okay. That's okay then. I'll do that.
Yeah, I'll be happy to help you out with this. All right, first and last name.
Laura, Laura, Nutt, Nutt.
And is the number that you're calling me on a good callback number?
Yes, it is.
Okay. And is your number the 1-800 number?
Oh, no, that's right. She transferred me over from my
Okay.
agent, so.
Okay, let me get that notated just in case. Your actual number.
Okay.
Just give me your number when you're ready.
Okay, 210-415-2045.
Okay, let me put this in our system. All right, and can I have your auto policy number if you have that with you?
It is 650-1028-760101.
Do you want to put this in? Thank you. All right. Can I have the pickup location? Just so I have this notated in the system.
You know what? I have no idea.
Oh.
Yeah, because I mean I'm on the side of the road. What does the person do if they're? What do you do?
Okay.
I mean I can send my I can share the location. I don't know what to do.
Okay. First, are there any mile markers or landmarks or signs nearby?
Well, and see, here's the thing. I had the flat tire late last night, and so I
You
just
couldn't
wanted to
see
be able to get off
anything.
all day. I'm at work. Yeah, and I mean, I know. I think it's. I don't even know. I don't know the name of the street. It's off of West Creek Oaks. I know that, and it's near West Creek Oaks and Cottonwood Bay, Cottonwood Drive. Sorry.
Cottonwood Bay.
Cottonwood Drive, sorry.
Cottonwood Drive. And
There's
what
also
city?
there, Texas. There's no San Antonio, Texas. Sitting there again.
Texas.
Ryan's here. He's calling me. I'll talk. I'll text you later. Yeah, like I don't know. Do I? I mean, I don't. I've been trying. I don't know.
That's
Yeah,
fine. I can try it.
do I talk? Okay. I mean, I can drive over to, well, it'll take me 2 minutes to get there. I can drive over to that area, but because my son's picking me up right now, but I don't know that that's going to take a while.
Right. And what was the first street?
What's that road? What, do you know what that road is that's off of West Creek Oaks? Right? West Creek Oaks and, like, where would my car be? You know, West Creek Oaks and, I'm sorry, I'm talking to my son for a second here. I'm going to see if I can get more specific. Oh, it's Cottonwood Way. Sorry. West
Oh,
Creek
okay.
Oaks, is it Cottonwood Way? That, right. West Creek Oaks and Cottonwood Way. It's a couple streets up from there. Like, it's off of Cottonwood Way before you get to West Creek Oaks, but it's like one or two streets. So it's that general vicinity, very close.
Okay.
I mean, Sage Run connects to that too.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, it's actually Sage Run. It's off of Sage Run and West Creek Oaks.
Okay.
I can give you my coordinates because I have the coordinates, but it doesn't have like street and stuff.
Oh, I'll take your coordinates just so I have this notated for the other agent.
Okay. The coordinates are 29.45163 degrees north, and then 98.72978 degrees west.
Okay, let me notate this. Okay, I have that written down. Okay, do you guys have a drop-off address in mind at all?
Lord, help me. Yeah, it's a, hang on, it's a Discount Tire. Let me get the address.
There is? Oh, but I'm afraid I can't search the web while you're in the car.
I was going to bring it to the one I always go to so I got my information over there. Oh, okay. They didn't have a phone number. Are you sure it's open? Because I tried to call. I saw that in there, but I couldn't call him. Yeah. I don't know. Hang on.
Do you need the address?
No, I can look it up. Okay, not Bandera. It's
Labor.
Where is it?
9403 Columbia.
Not. Calabra Road.
And how do you spell that street name?
Culebra.
Rose, still in San Antonio?
Yes. Oh, you can just do enter for credit.
Oh, it's not 2-1-7
no more. No, 0711.
And also, where your vehicle was, was it in a residential area?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So I most likely found it.
Oh, you can see it's still there, huh?
Nope, I just have the, like, approximate location of where it is. Okay. Yeah, I have the pickup and drop-off. I have all your information here. All you need to do is just call back in tomorrow.
4-5, not 5-4.
Oh, 4-5, yeah. I'm sorry, call back tomorrow. Okay,
yeah.
Am I going to...
I wish I could help you today.
I'm on hold for, like... What? Yeah. Am I going to be on hold for like 45 minutes?
No.
I mean,
this is
like,
just like a special case for today because our call volume has been insane today.
Okay.
And we've been trying to work through some.
What number? Okay. What number am I calling? Is it this 877-272-0030?
Yeah, no? Just feel free to call us back at that number.
Okay. All right. And do I need to tell them anything in particular? Or just give my phone number or my address and or what?
So yeah, just like first, last name, and phone number so they can pull you up in our system since your ticket is already made.
All right. Okay, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Of course. Hopefully we can get this situated for you tomorrow. Have a good evening.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.